At first glance, the film Hustlers might seem to follow a similar formula to other splashy con artist films. An all-star ensemble cast, a flashy setting, and unsuspecting marks. But this one is a little different. Featuring Jennifer Lopez, Constance Wu, Cardi B, and Lizzo, it's about a group of strippers who, for once, aren't the characters being taken advantage of. In a film and TV landscape where there have been so many negative portrayals of women who work in this industry, Hustlers is receiving critical praise for painting an honest and nuanced portrait of strippers today. Here's a clip of Jennifer Lopez's character Ramona teaching Destiny, played by Constance Wu, different movements on the pole.
Front hook.
Ankle hook.
Yep. Knee hook. Hold on with that knee.
Okay.
From here, you can do the carousel. Put your head back.
One reason this movie might feel different from others that depict the world of strippers is that the film's writer and director, Laureen Scafaria, hired Jacqueline Francis, who goes by Jack the Stripper, as a consultant on the film. And she joins me now in studio. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
So excited for you to be here. So when you look at films and shows that portray the world of strippers and sex workers, what are some of the biggest problems you see?
There is so much violence against sex workers in movies, and it's treated with humor, and it's not funny because it's a very real problem. And it's also heavily pathologized. Everyone's like, what made you do this? Why are you here? As if anybody should have to explain why they have to survive under capitalism.
There's that, right? I mean, like, and when Hustlers, when they started working on the film, what was it about the story that made you want to work on the film?
Well, I read the article on The Cut in 2015, and I was stripping in New York in 2015, and I was very envious of these women. I was like, oh, I wish I did that. So I read the story, and then when I heard it was getting developed, I was nervous, you know, because it talks about a very specific incident that strippers, you know, are committing a crime, and that's something that we have to talk about. But when I read the script, Laureen just put so much humor and compassion into it, and that's what I'm here for.
So you ended up working on the set.
Yes.
What were some of the things in the film that you had to make sure these actresses, you know, a lot of them who are now household names, had to get right about the world of stripping and the work that they probably hadn't done before?
Yeah, so I helped with a lot of movement. Like, a lot of times when people dance like a pole dancer, you're thinking like jazz hands. And I'm like, absolutely, let's not do jazz hands. With your hands, touch your body. But I think what was more important for my involvement in the film was just sort of helping the actors understand the backstory of why we work this way, what the logic is behind it. Like, they're running a business. And the movie is a lot about how these women are running a business. So I was just sort of filling in on why the industry is the way it is. For example, in this one scene when there's a boundary negotiation with Constance in one of the clients, he's asking her to do something that she doesn't want to do. And I gave a note to Laureen saying he would be begging more, because people forget, people don't understand how much men beg for what they want in strip clubs. And so she took the note, and it was so much more accurate for me. It was like, the beggingness of the character really came through. And I don't know, I've never seen that in a movie before, but that's much more true to what my experience is like in VIP rooms in New York.
And do you think a lot of it had to do with the fact that there was a woman behind the camera, you were on set, these were women, you know, Cardi B has worked in this industry before. Like, do you think that helped to flesh out a little bit more of the realism and the comfort level that the actors felt?
Yeah, I mean, this movie is about the female gaze, and that's awesome. This movie is totally women admiring and appreciating other women and working together to achieve goals, however amoral and complicated they may be.
Now, you also worked as a care consultant on set. What was that? What do you do?
So comfort consultant, that's like a new job that's coming up. But intimacy coordinator is something that is starting to happen in films that portray sexual contact. So we weren't like simulating sex on set, but I was there to be like, are you comfortable with this move? Are you comfortable doing this? If you're not, let's try something else. Like, it's not about doing exactly what you think you're supposed to do as a stripper. It's about doing an expression of what feels right to you, what feels natural to you. So we're working with Constance and Jennifer to be like, well, how would you want to move? If there's a move that you don't enjoy, don't do it. The last thing that we want anyone to feel is uncomfortable. So we just made sure everyone was feeling comfortable doing what they were doing. If they weren't, we could change it. It was flexible.
I like that you say that this is about the female gaze, because I think a lot of the interpretation of what happens in strip clubs, at least in the media, is often that men are in charge.
Well, men run the places, and it's not ideal, but women are the ones who keep the money coming in. So we need to remember that and appreciate that and show some respect to strippers.
When you talk to other strippers that you know, how do they feel about this film coming out? Are they going, oh, God, here we go again? Or do they feel like this is might be an opportunity to get it right?
I think there's a lot of anxiety because of how negatively sex workers are portrayed in mainstream media. There's a lot of stress. Like, what is this going to be like? Is this going to be bad for business, good for business? Is this going to help take away the stigma? Is it going to help break it down? Or is it going to make it worse? And I really hope that they enjoy it. This is a movie that is supposed to be entertaining for strippers to celebrate how hard they work. And I hope that that comes across.
The hard work, because again, I think it's something that, like you said, it's either pathologized or it's seen as, well, I can just go to work and this is so easy, and it's not easy.
Well, I mean, go and do it if you think it's so easy, guys.
I wouldn't even, I don't even know what would happen. I would definitely fall off the stage, off the pole, off all the things. Now, you know, turning to a little bit more of a serious tone here, I mean, we hear a lot about violence against sex workers in this country who are doing work that's considered criminal. But we hear less so about stripping. And I wonder if strippers are facing similar kind of stigma and also violence in the work that they do, because it's a vulnerable position to be in, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think in my experience as a stripper, I've been doing it for almost 10 years. The violence that I wouldn't say experience violence at work. I feel generally quite safe in clubs. But the way that I'm treated when I step outside of the club, when people find out what about what I do, is where I feel most disrespected. And that is challenging. And this movie is about in 2008 when the stock market crashed and everyone had to get creative with how they make money, right? The same thing happened in 2018, 10 years later, different. It wasn't a stock market crash. They passed this bill, FOSTA-SESTA, that made sex work so much more dangerous for everybody trying to do it. Like, they took down Backpage. So now sex workers are trying to be extremely resourceful and creative with, like, how they're going to hustle to make ends meet. And that's important that we have to talk about that, because sex workers are facing increased violence since this bill passed, even though the intention was to, like, save sex workers. It, let me be clear, did not. So it's all about being resourceful and trying to figure out. We need to talk about this. Like, we need to decriminalize sex work, because if you believe in a woman's right to choose to do what she wants with her body, that includes doing what she wants with how she makes a living with it.
Are you seeing yourself and maybe other sex workers getting more involved in the politics?
Sex workers have been so involved politically for a very long time. I will say they are finally getting the recognition they deserve as advocates, as activists, as organizers. They work so hard, and they've always worked hard, but mainstream media is finally paying attention.
What about legislators? I mean, are they going to start paying attention? You mentioned FOSTA-SESTA. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if maybe at more of a local level, we've got a little less than a minute left, but do you think that will start to change?
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Let's listen to sex workers. You know, let's listen to the people who are affected by this. Let's not try to control what people do with their bodies. Let's just listen and have compassion for how people are trying to make it in this world. And let's let their stories lead with how we do legislation.
I've been speaking with Jacqueline Francis, who goes by Jack the Stripper, a stripper and consultant on the set of Hustlers. Thanks so much for joining us, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.